Zekel Healthcare IT Health Services researches and examines how people get access to health care, how much care costs, and what happens to patients as a result of this care. The main goals of health services research are to identify the most effective ways to organize, manage, finance, and deliver high-quality care, reduce medical errors, and improve patient safety. Health services research as the multidisciplinary field of scientific investigation that studies how social factors, financing systems, organizational structures, and processes, health technologies, and personal behaviors affect access to health care, the quality and cost of health care, and ultimately our health and well-being. Its research domains are individuals, families, organizations, institutions, communities, and populations. The purpose of medical research to advance knowledge for the good of society to improve the health of people worldwide or to find better ways to treat and prevent disease. Provides practical healthcare information, research findings, and data to help consumers, health providers, health insurers, researchers, and policymakers. Purpose in life, recently the focus of multiple intervention studies, has been linked with better health, mental and physical, as well as improved health behaviors. The healthcare industry benefits from knowing consumer market characteristics such as age, sex, race, income and disabilities. These demographic statistics can predict the types of services that people are using and the level of care that is affordable to them. We are learning that our health is highly dependent on the social and environmental conditions in which we live and work. Air pollution, chemical exposure, poor quality food and poverty are all more predictive of health outcomes than our genetic makeup. Yet our healthcare system has largely ignored these factors when delivering healthcare. In the U.S., 70% of all healthcare expenditures are devoted to treating chronic disease, while only 4% are devoted to preventing it. This approach has led to the institutionalization of a sick care system that now accounts for 18% of the total economy. Outside of the military, healthcare is the largest part of the GDP. Yet despite the fact that we spend more money than any other nation on healthcare, our health statistics lag behind most other industrialized countries. Our cancer rates are 1 in 2 men and 1 in 3 women. Obesity rates are approaching 1 in 3 Americans. Asthma is increasing in our youth. If we continue to focus largely on treating chronic conditions in individual patients, we will certainly help people live longer with their diseases, but we will bankrupt the system in the process. As long as we pay for procedures rather than outcomes, we will continue to have escalating healthcare costs. The Affordable Care Act represents an important step toward capitated payments and not reimbursing hospitals for certain clinical-based mistakes. Right now, a person who develops a serious medical problem can continue to enjoy health insurance coverage if and only if he or she is able to maintain health insurance continuously. But if you lose your insurance because you get laid off, and then can't find a new job for a while because of generally bad labor market conditions, then even though you'll be able to get a new job when the economy revives, you'll now find that your illness means you can't get coverage for your medical problem. At Zekel Healthcare, we believe that all of us benefit from healthy communities, where we all have access to affordable, quality health care from a provider of our choice, at the time we need it, at a cost we can afford. Our mutual goal is affordable, quality health care for everyone in America and for our nation. Before passage of the Affordable Care Act, the American health care system was not affordable for families, businesses or government. We need an American solution to secure our family's health and a healthy economy. All of us, individuals, employers and government, have a shared responsibility to realize comprehensive reforms in our healthcare system. The Affordable Care Act puts consumers back in charge of their health care. Under the law, a new Patients' Bill of Rights gives the American people the stability and flexibility they'd need to make informed choices about their health. Our government's responsibility is to guarantee quality, affordable health care for everyone in America, and it must play a central role in regulating, financing, and providing health coverage by establishing a truly inclusive and accessible health care system in which no one is left out. A choice of a private insurance plan, including keeping the insurance you have if you like it, or a public insurance plan without a private insurer middleman that guarantees affordable coverage. A standard for health benefits that covers what people need to keep healthy and to be treated when they are ill. Healthcare benefits should cover all necessary care, including preventive services and treatment needed by those with serious and chronic diseases and conditions. Healthcare coverage with out-of-pocket costs, including premiums, copays, and deductibles that are based on a family's ability to pay for healthcare, and without limits on payments for covered services. Equity in healthcare access, treatment, research, and resources to people and communities of color, resulting in the elimination of racial disparities in health outcomes and real improvement in health and life expectancy for all. Health coverage through the largest possible risk pools in order to achieve affordable, quality coverage for the entire population and to share risk fairly. Health information technology, health IT or HIT, is the area of IT involving the design, development, creation, use and maintenance of information systems for the healthcare industry. Automated and interoperable healthcare information systems are expected to lower costs, improve efficiency, and reduce error, while also providing better consumer care and service. Types of health information technology. The electronic health record, EHR, is the central component of the health IT infrastructure. An EHR or electronic medical record is an individual's official digital health record and is shared among multiple facilities and agencies. The other essential elements of the healthcare IT infrastructure are the personal health record, PHR, which is an individual's self-maintained health record, and a regional health information organization, RHIO, which oversees communications among the other elements and unifies them geographically. A RIO is a type of health information exchange, which is a group of healthcare facilities that enter an interoperability pact and agree to share data between their various health IT systems. Implementations of EHR systems have increased dramatically in the past few years since the inception of the HIDE Act in 2009, which introduced the EHR Meaningful Use Program. Physicians and hospitals that prove their use of EHR systems meets meaningful use criteria, created and overseen by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and the Office of the National Coordinator for Health IT, are eligible to receive incentive payments. Picture Archiving and Communication Systems, PACS, and Vendor Neutral Archives, VNAs, are two examples of healthcare information technology that aid healthcare professionals in the storage and management of patients' medical images. Before deploying a PACS in a radiology department, a hospital should have a plan for how the PACS will integrate with other internal health IT systems. In some instances, VNAs have been installed as a way to compile and merge imaging data stored in separate PACS that are all part of the same multiple facility healthcare system. Management of health IT systems. Due to the threat of patient data breaches, the introduction of new technology such as mobile health devices, and updates to health IT related incentive programs and regulations, providers that adopt a health IT system know their work doesn't end after implementation. For example, numerous healthcare providers replaced one EHR with another after stage one of the meaningful use program in an attempt to